Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
Hey, Stacy's daughter Fiona, do you like that song? Aw, your daughter's a huge Eagles fan.
It's her debut on the radio. She better be listening.
It's our new co-host here on Cruise Mornings, little Fiona.
Can I just quickly say, is there any better sound than that of a baby? Just cooing and yapping?
Just having a good time like this?
Yes.
Not really.
It's the best.
Our new co-host is already better than us.
What is your favorite rainy day comfort food? When you just feel like you need something a little special, what is your go-to? And I'm noticing a lot, it's a theme, basically. Soup.
So much soup.
So many different kinds of soups or chilies, which I can definitely get behind.
When you were gone, I did this debate. Is chili a soup or a stew?
Well, stew is its own thing, isn't it?
Yeah, so what is chili? Is chili a soup?
It's its own thing. It's chili. That's my answer.
See, this debate raged on and on.
What was the consensus?
Everyone was like, soup is soup, chili is chili, stew is stew.
Right.
But I'm like, well, if you had to pick one, what would it be?
A stew, because it's thick.
Sometimes though, chili
can
be pretty thin.
You're calling chili a soup?
Sometimes chili can be kind of soupy.
You're nuts. Who's making your chili?
I am, and it's delightful. It's very delightful. Ken might have one of the best answers ever. KFC chicken skin grilled cheese sandwiches.
Excuse me?
I never thought of that, and I'm so happy Ken answered, because I'm doing that. I'm just going to go to KFC and rip off the chicken skin. Just throw out the chicken and put it on my grilled cheese sandwich. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to waste food. Don't be texting in saying I'm wasting food. My go-to comfort food is just chicken and grilled cheese sandwiches, like leftover chicken.
Oh, I've never done that before.
Tons of people on our Facebook page were like, I never thought to put chicken in my grilled cheese. Bacon, yes. And you put salami in your grilled cheese?
Yeah, like a spicy Genoa salami.
That's
quite delicious.
Chicken grilled cheese sandwiches, absolutely delightful. What about you, new co-host Fiona? What do you like on a rainy day?
Did she just say mama?
And that would be true. That is her, I guess, rainy day food. Fiona, do you like your dad staying at home with you? Fiona's our new co-host, by the way.
Can we just play that on loop?
We could just have
all of our breaks.
We could just have a minute of that, and it would be our best show ever. $700 is in the jackpot for Name That Hit today. Michelle is on the line. Michelle, before we start playing, settle a bet here, okay?
I'll try.
Is chili more of a soup, or is it more of a stew?
I would say stew.
Thank you, Michelle. That is a completely logical answer.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Chili can be runny. Chili's more runny than chunky.
Yeah. It shouldn't be runny.
There you go. Of course, it can be runny if you make it wrong.
Runny chili isn't that bad. Try it out. Try it out. Back in the day, the thing to do was you get married and then you move in with each other. But in today's world, it's move in with each other and then get married. You kind of need to see how you live with someone before you marry them. And I think that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to marry someone and realize, oh, you are the worst to live with. This is going to be a nightmare for the next 70 years. Both of our father-in-laws weren't too pleased when we moved in with our significant others before the wedding. Sean's dad wasn't too pumped with you, right?
It was new to the family, that sort of thing. And I had said, you know what, to Sean, I was like, but as long as we're happy, right? That's all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
We're in love. That's totally fine. Just keep thinking that.
It's not all that matters.
Not to everybody, no.
I remember the day that we told Brenly's family that we were moving in together.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't engaged at the time either. We were just dating. But I knew. I knew that I was going to propose and I was going to get married to Brenly. So it all worked out in the end. But Brenly told her parents she didn't want me there. She was like, I'll tell my parents. I got this. You don't have to be there. So then the next day, we were moving her grandma into her new place. And Brenly's dad didn't really look at me. He didn't really talk to me.
Oh, my gosh.
Again, I was taking his baby girl away from him, basically, you know? But I remember moving Brenly's grandma out of her house, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to be like the best mover of all time to prove that I am a man and to prove that I am
a good guy.
I'm a good person. You have never seen anyone move something up a flight of stairs faster. I was carrying like giant TV stands and like giant piles of records and books. I'm sweating buckets. It's like pit stains everywhere.
Oh, wow.
No water breaks, no nothing.
And did it work? Was he impressed?
No.
Yeah.
It just made things worse, believe it or not.
Drunk raccoons.
Here we go.
More specifically, I should say, raccoons in the later stages of that drunkenness, i.e. hangovers.
Mm-hmm.
Raccoons suffering from hangovers in Ottawa. A lot of raccoons in that neck of the woods. Mm-hmm. Toronto, Ottawa, they seem to have a lot of raccoons. And basically, it ends up happening from fermented fruit. And that's kind of what gives them this natural inebriated state, so they do get a little goofy on the old fruit, and then they have a hard time recuperating because, much like us, when we drink alcohol, it really affects your body. So these little raccoons have been getting into the fermented fruit, and then they don't know what's going on, and they're experiencing hangover-like symptoms. One of the Stittsville, Ontario residents said she saw a raccoon who could barely move. He was dragging his legs and wobbling, having a hard time standing up. Poor little guy.
That's kind of adorable at the same time, too, though. Like, I don't want to laugh and be mean, but like, aw. Like, if I saw that, I'd be like, that's kind of cute.
Apparently, there have been a lot of calls about that specific raccoon who appeared to be intoxicated.
Oh, no. Buddy, what's going on? If you need someone to talk to, just let us know. When it comes to hungover raccoons, I feel so bad for them because, like, they probably wake up and are like, what is going on? Like, we know why we're hungover. When humans drink, it's like, oh, I'm hungover. This is my fault. Raccoons are like, why am I feeling this way? What is going on in my world right now? And, like, what do they do to cure the hangover?
They go eat a bunch of greasy trash.
We have to give a shout-out to Sarah Stryker. She's from Warman. She's 14 years old. And she has become one of North America's youngest pilots. On her 14th birthday, she got her student pilot permit, and she had her first solo flight at the age of 14.
That's pretty cool.
She's 14 years old, and she's doing all of this stuff. Her dad flew, and she was like, you know what, I want to be kind of like my dad, and she started taking these lessons and classes, and on her 14th birthday, she got it all done.
And then she aspires to be piloting the big jets with, like, WestJet and Air Canada.
So cool. Also, Sarah Stryker, great name for a pilot right there.
She was almost born to be one.
Yeah, like, the only way that name gets better is if her middle name is Maverick or Goose or something like that. Whenever I hear about these stories, young kids, I mean, not even too young, but kids doing great things, it always makes me wonder what I was doing when I was 14.
Oh, geez.
Like, what were you doing when you were 14 years old? Were you flying a plane by yourself?
No, okay. I was eating a lot of chips and watching much music and babysitting, which is incredibly exciting.
Living the life, hey?
Absolutely.
For me, when I was 14 years old, I was looking at the mirror, being really sad about my acne. I played goalie and football, so my chin strap for both gave me, like, the worst
acne
on my chin.
Yeah.
And I remember reading in a book somewhere, or a pamphlet about acne, something like that, that vinegar helped battle acne.
Where did you read this?
I don't know.
Book from the 20s?
A pamphlet, something like that. It said the acidity in vinegar would help battle the acne and make it look smaller.
Right, dry it out.
I don't know. So I would sit there and, like, cover my face in vinegar. True story,
ouch.
When I was 14. And, like,
that's
this
awful.
Is 14 is when you go to grade 9, right? Grade 9,
yeah.
Grade 10.
Yeah,
so,
nine.
Again, you're just starting to date girls and you want to impress them. And there's me covered in acne, but also I smell like vinegar the whole time.
This is your fourth day as a married man.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Already sick of it.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. It's the best. Like, it's such a cool feeling. The other day, I picked up the extra liquor from our wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the cases of beer that were already opened and you can't return to the liquor store.
Yep.
I don't have to buy beer for, like, a year and a half. Like,
nice.
I have so much extra beer, so much extra wine.
And you were worried you'd run out of booze.
I know.
Yes.
And then we had a candy bar, like a little 5-cent candy bar at our wedding as well. And there was so much extra. So I have
Why did you not bring it into work for
Because
us?
You would eat it all, obviously.
Yeah.
And I'm going to eat it all, so I don't want that to happen. I'm not sharesies. Nuh-uh. Not when it comes to 5-cent candies.
Okay.
I have like five giant Tupperware things of 5-cent candies in my house right now.
Oh, my God.
Like, you're just sitting there thinking of your daughter, Fiona. I'm thinking of my 5-cent candies.
Okay.
That's the special thing I have at my house. The one thing is, for my wedding, for party favors, we had temporary tattoos on the table.
Temporary.
Yeah. And
yeah.
They were a huge hit. Except for the people that left them on a little too long.
No, no, it's not. I feel like they should be called semi-permanent tattoos. Because
yeah.
It's on my wrist. I put it on my wrist,
yeah.
Which was inconspicuous, and yet I could still see it.
Mm-hmm.
And there is still a silhouette of you two. And
yep.
That's 4 days later. I can't get it off.
A buddy of mine put it on his neck, by his chin there, and it won't come off. He's a financial advisor, so for the past 2 days, people have been coming to his office, and he's got this neck tattoo of me and Brenly, like it's me and Brenly's faces,
yeah.
And it's right there on his neck, and his clients are like... Okay. And
Sean
yeah.
was going to put, I was trying to help him put it on his neck, and mm-hmm. luckily it didn't stick.
Fiona, did you like our tattoos?
Ow!
Nope. Not a fan.
So I had a fun conversation yesterday with Kendra. Of course, Kendra's on middays here on Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
And I had mentioned how this last weekend was, I don't want to say a rough one for my husband and I, but Sunday morning, we weren't feeling the greatest. We were at your wedding the night before. So we wanted to eat a delicious breakfast, but didn't want to make one. So we ordered Skip the Dishes.
Mm-hmm.
McDonald's. Brought to our home. I have to say, it was piping hot and very good.
That's your Sunday tradition, you and Sean.
Hangover Sundays.
Yes.
Not every Sunday. Oh my gosh, we'd be so fat. No, just when we're, had a few drinks the night before. Soaks up the horrible feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of the day proceeded, still feeling like just absolute sloths.
You're welcome.
So we decided to order Skip the Dishes for dinner as well. That's a two-meal Skip the Dishes day.
Twice in one day.
And I was saying that to Kendra, and I was embarrassed at that fact. And then she's like, yeah, well, I've actually only ever had food delivered once in her life.
What?
And I thought,
No. You
have got to be joking or lying. This cannot be true. One time she had pizza delivered to her condo, and then she said they also even the one time screwed up and got the wrong unit. It took a long time. Finally, she got the pizza. And yeah, she's just not a fan of delivery. She would much rather go and pick it up herself.
Really?
Yes.
Kendra.
With all this technology in place to make
yeah.
our lives so easy and lazy, this little go-getter would rather drive out and get pizza than have it brought to her.
Making us all look bad, Kendra. Thanks a bunch. Okay, what's weirder? Only having delivery once in your life or getting it twice in one day?
I think only once in your life.
I don't know. Delivery because twice in one day? Like, let's say you get the same delivery
driver.
I'm
trying to make myself feel better.
Yeah, of course.